And next, I want to reflect on a court case that isn't going to be happening today. Why am I talking about something that isn't happening? Well, let me just take a step backwards. For most people, marriage is seen as a joyful, beautiful celebration of two people joining their lives together in love. But tying the knot brings with it more than just that declaration of love and more than just a change in societal status. It also brings with it certain legal protections which you didn't have before. For example, you can inherit in the absence of a will. In the case of a divorce, you can be entitled to spousal maintenance, etc. But not so for everyone. After nearly a decade of ongoing debate around the recognition of Muslim marriages in South Africa, Muslim women still can't seem to get their customary weddings legally acknowledged. And today the Western Cape High Court was supposed to be hearing arguments from the Women's Legal Centre, the state and other interested parties on whether that failure to recognise Muslim marriages discriminates against women. But the case has been postponed yet again. Now, the Women's Legal Centre has decided enough is enough. They're planning to protest outside court this morning. To fill us in on the details of the case and the protest, I have on the line Director of the Women's Legal Centre Cape Town, Siham Samai. It's lovely to chat to you again, Siham. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, people and the listeners. Yes.
I was just going to say, before we talk about the protest this morning, Siham, can we just talk about the essential nature of the problem here? What are some of the consequences for Muslim women arising from the fact that their customary marriages aren't legally recognized?
Well, there are a few. I mean, like you've indicated, if there is a divorce, I mean, one of the major challenges which they have is around their proprietary interests, that women don't share in that proprietary interest. Also, the children, for example, in civil marriages, if there is a divorce, we know that the family advocate will normally assess the children. One of the challenges is that children in Muslim marriages, but also in broader religious marriages, are not being assessed by the family advocate. And there's a range of other consequences through different pieces of legislation where we had to go to court, for example, maintenance in road accident fund matters, matters where women, Muslim women could really not access their particular rights. And that is why the courts have been the only place where women could go to actually access their particular right. And that is where they call it, it was a reading in of spouse in different pieces of legislation so that women can get rights. But it doesn't speak to women holistically within Muslim marriages, because every time when we see a piece of legislation which does not include them, we have to go back to court. Mm. And that is one of the biggest challenges that we have.
Siham, why is it all taking so long? Is it a lack of political will to deal with the problem? Is there a lack of a champion who is going, I'm going to drive this process forward and see it all happen? You guys are acting as those champions on behalf of the many women affected, but why is it taking so long?
Well, there's been, I mean, this matter has been coming on since, for the last 20 years. Many people think that it just has come on since 2011 when the bill was actually publicized. But the law reform process started 20 years ago with the South African Law Reform Commission. And the problem is that there's a range of opposing views. These conservative Muslims who oppose the case because they do not want their religion subject to the Constitution. You even have progressive human rights organizations that say that they're not willing to compromise on the fundamental rights, where they do not support legislation with provisions, for example, would entrench gender inequality, for example, polygamy, polygyny, for example. Then you have the state that is saying that although they acknowledge that Muslim women have historically been marginalized, the problem is that the different views which is coming out of the Muslim community. And because of that, they cannot make a decision in relation to this legislation because the Muslim community do not want it. But our challenge is that all of these voices are there, but fundamentally it's Muslim women ultimately who is being challenged by the lack of these provisions. And there are discriminatory practices which are continuing, and the state is currently not providing the legislative protection for these women.
Siham, we have to move on to news, but can you just briefly tell us what is happening with your protest this morning?
Well, this morning, I mean, it's a solidarity protest because the Women Legal Centre is bringing this matter in the public interest, and it has assisted hundreds of women over the past 15 years. And it's those organizations and women that have come out and said that they will be supporting the Women Legal Center during this particular court case because they want their voices to be heard. And they want people to see that it is women that are being affected in the community. So they will be coming out in solidarity in support of the particular matter that we are bringing.
Can members of the public join the protest? I know it starts at 9 o'clock. Is it outside the Western Cape High Court?
Yes, it's outside of the Western Cape High Court. They can join us.
Siyam Samai, thank you so much for that update. Director of the Women's Legal Centre, Cape Town.